You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another fun episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And my name is Rob, and this is episode number 1008. Thank you for joining us. Appreciate it, as we always do.
Yeah, we do appreciate that you're here. We actually appreciate the feedback, too. So if you have any more feedback for us, just let us know. We are excited to actually act on that feedback. So let us know. But today we are going to be talking about a very simple issue, actually. And I think it's actually quite an interesting way to go about things. At least go about making money with drones. Could be the only way that you really do not need a Part 107 license to be a commercial drone pilot. Yep, you heard me say that right. This could be the only way that you do not need a Part 107 license to fly drones commercially. But once again, as in all things in life, Rob, it always comes down to how.
It does come down to how. It does come down to how.
Oh man, that has been the theme of the year for me.
Oh, that's true for everybody, particularly in a world of social media where there's a lot of internet courage, et cetera, right?
True. Very, very, very true. So, but let's go ahead and get right into today's question.
Hello, my name is Matthew Tripp. I'm a big follower of your YouTube videos and haven't been able to figure out if I need a Part 107. My question is this. I've been thinking of possibly starting a drone business or doing freelance work on the side, but not in the traditional sector of flying. What my idea is using smaller drones to do indoor exclusive work, for instance, crawl space inspections or ventilation inspections, or even structural inspections in open areas like malls or gymnasiums. Traditional thoughts would lead me to believe that I would not need a Part 107 since I am not in FAA airspace, but is that true? And last part of this question, do you believe this is a fruitful sector to pursue? Thanks.
Thank you, Matthew. Appreciate the question. AskDroneU.com for your question. And I think maybe, and we don't have to get to it first, but I think maybe the most important piece of his question is the very last piece about whether it could be fruitful. Probably could. But I also have a question about, I mean, I think the answer is relatively straightforward, right? If all you're going to do is be inside.
If literally all you are doing is flying inside, which means you can never fly outside, not even for practice, then yeah, go for it.
Right. And so that would lead.
So can he fly inside and make money? The answer is yes, because it's not navigable airspace.
Right.
It is inside. It is not the FAA's territory or jurisdiction. So 100% he can fly inside. But he literally can't even fly outside the door for a droney if he wanted to.
Really?
No. Well, yeah. Let's talk about the chances of him getting caught. Well, Bob, I think that's quite low. So he might actually be okay.
That aside. Talking from a regulatory perspective, a legal perspective. So you're suggesting that he couldn't go practice?
Like he in could an go open practice. Field somewhere? He could go practice if he was in Class G. Yeah.
Right.
Until the Lance system comes out for hobbyists, then he could, you know,
right.
do other things.
Okay, but. Which hasn't happened yet. But I would still ask the question, why not just get your 107? Because, gosh, it seems like we've talked about this. But nonetheless, what I would imagine would happen from this, if you're doing a good job, is you're going to get more and more opportunities. And so let's say you're flying for somebody on the interior. Let's say it's a huge manufacturing plant and you're creating some models for them to do some analysis or something, right? And then they say, hey, it would be really cool if you did this for us, but that's outside. And then what you're going to say, no can do because I didn't want to study and get my 107. That doesn't make a lot of sense for me.
I agree. In fact, I think that most people don't want to take the test because they're frankly afraid. And I'm just going to, and they're like stressed. They don't think they can do it. I've seen this time and time and time and time again. And people will come up with excuse after excuse after excuse when the black swan is, you don't think you can pass the test. And they don't want to say it. They're afraid. They're like, oh, what if I fail? It's like, so what if you fail?
Exactly.
You got 2 weeks to study again and you're going to be fine.
Right.
Like, sorry.
You'll know where your weaknesses are, right? And then you focus on those areas. So, and like, gosh. People have been saying this since the cavemen, I'm sure. It's where we learn is from our mistakes, from our failures, right? So definitely don't be afraid to give it a shot. I mean, put the time in. But, you know, there have been people, say, for example, in the mortgage industry who have tried to get their license on the mortgage side. And there have been people that I know of that said, you know, I've been doing this for a while. I'm just going to go take the test and see how I do. And they bomb. They get a 60 or whatever. Okay, cool. Now I know where I need to study, even though I thought I knew a lot.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal. And we're not even saying that this is your reasoning. We don't know what your reasoning is. But my hunch is there's some element of you just don't want to deal with it, or you're... yeah, I don't know. I want you to think bigger picture than that. Yes, you can do it. Is it going to be fruitful? I'm sure there's opportunity wherever you're willing to create it and build relationships, but you're missing out on a ton of additional opportunity by not getting your 107.
I was about to get all fired up and whatnot, and I'm going to remain calm. Late night DJ voice.
Wow.
How do you expect calm to Paul. Be taken seriously when you don't have an FAA license? On that bombshell, it's going to do it for us today. Is it fruitful? Dell, it depends on how hard you work at it. So there's your answer. I mean...
So it can be yes.
Yeah, I mean, like, so, you know, this is something that I've been learning about my communication, is that a lot of people do understand the baseline of what I'm saying, but there's sometimes a little bit of question that maybe I mean something else. So when I say, you know, is it fruitful? It all depends on how much you work at it. That's true. Can it be successful for you? Yes. Do you have to educate people? I'm sure. Do you have to work at it and build relationships? I'm sure. Is it going to take, you know, 12 to 18 months for you to build significant revenue? Just like any business? Sure. Because relationships take time. But again, I'm not going to sugarcoat this. The propensity for this working is dependent on how hard you are willing to work for it. There is no other determinant. It is just that freaking simple. I'm so sick of everyone making excuses. If you want to be successful, you work really hard, you're open to learning, and you're a coach to people. You're not a controlling, micromanaging freak. So, I mean, it's really that simple. I don't need to sit here and yell at you. You guys know what it takes. Right? I mean, like, am I wrong here, Rob?
No, I don't think you're wrong at all. I think it's pretty simple. And particularly for anyone that's been listening to us and many other people for a while who talk in sort of this genre of being successful and making things go. People get it. It's just a matter of executing and going for it and not worrying about failing. Because frankly, if you're not failing on some level, then you're probably not trying hard enough. And you're not going to grow.
You should come to the business boot camp.
I was going
to
say, I wish that it wasn't that way, where we didn't need to fail to truly learn. But that's just the way life is. So for me to wish that that weren't the case is irrelevant, because that's kind of how life is.
It just made me think. I think everyone, because like, honestly, most of sales and building relationships and building a business is psychological. It really is. It's about gaining the confidence to just go out there and be like, hey, Rob, what's your name? Well, obviously it's Rob. I called you Rob. What do you do? That's awesome. Do you really enjoy that? Is that what makes you happy? Or what about your job really brings you joy?
Yeah, I love it. I mean, there are all kinds of ways that you can interact. And there's so many ways for people that are frankly like me who...
If you love what you do, this comes naturally. But anyway, go for it.
It can. But even for those... So for example, there are people who love what they do in the sense of flying, in the sense of creating... helping people make their businesses better through the genre of drones, whatever, but it's still very difficult for them to sort of sell themselves, right? Start conversations at networking events, whatever. There's so much information, as you guys know, this is not a revelation, but online about great conversation starters and so forth, which I think are super helpful. That's basically what you were just giving, were some conversation starters.
Sure. I was just going to say that, like, honestly, you just have to become comfortable with the uncomfortable, and you have to gain confidence. And I think there are different ways that you can gain confidence to be more approachable to people. And I think there are two different ways. One thing that I think everyone should try is do something that scares you every day. So, like, for example, if someone, like, I love to surprise people. It's literally one of my favorite freaking things to do. So when there's someone super dickish, like, you know, who is just super mean, just, you know, I like to start off with a compliment. Like, I love your earrings. They're just really shiny and bright. You know, just kind of give me a smile. and just like completely like rattle them from like, you know, again, you're setting the environment, you know. Anyway, point number two is something that may really help you gain confidence. This probably sounds really weird, but this is especially true for men. I know I've kind of... I know I've said this over and over and over again, but you know, I read The Morning Mind and about the whole 20-20-20 rule, 20 minutes of exercise, 20 minutes of reflectance, and 20 minutes of, you know, mastering what you're going to do for the day, prioritizing the day or whatever, and how like a lot of successful people do that. And I've been one to say, you know, you got to do your squats. Clearly I'm not doing my squats. I haven't been doing them for like 3-4 months. I need to get back on it. But one of the greatest feelings in the world to build your confidence to go out and just take the day on is just to literally do, and this is probably the best piece of advice I ever got from Ilker, and who was in the Turkish military. And he's like, you know, if you couldn't do body exercises, there's no way you were even going to the weight room. He's like, that's, I think, the main mistake that most people in America make is they just go straight to the weight room. They never do just like full body exercises. Well, if you do 4 sets of 20 squats, it's going to be really hard. But once you accomplish that, literally, you literally start the day with a feeling of accomplishment. It's the same thing as just making your freaking bed in the day. You're like, you know what? First task done. Bingo. Mark that check. Cross it off the list. Put it on the list and take it off. Because guess what? You just accomplished something. And you know what? Those days really make me feel good. And I need to do it more often. Because there's a big difference between knowing what to do and doing it.
Huge difference.
On that bombshell, that's going to do it for our show. If you have a question, go to askdroneu.com. Thanks for watching and listening. I said listening and watching at the same time. Thanks for a little watching.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.